Hey, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, folks, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now here again is Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey.
Good morning, Mark. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Remember that.
I see you're still in New York there, buddy. I'm glad you're here.
Not for long, Mark. Uh-huh. Just making a pit stop. I'm on my way to Iraq.
Wow.
I'm going.
Yeah, I heard you were going over there,
yeah.
But I didn't think you were actually going to go through with it.
Oh, definitely. Yes,
uh-huh.
Sir. My bags are packed. I got my SPF 40 and my Lee Greenwood CDs. I'm ready to boogie. Citizen Lawton Smalls reporting for duty.
Hey, buddy.
I'm going.
What's that thing you're going to, what are you going to be doing? What are you going on?
It's called the Truth Tour.
Right.
A bunch of us right-wing radio personalities are going over there to Iraq on a real reporting trip. You negative liberal surrender monkeys have been lying about our glorious progress over there long enough. It's time for us to let some light in.
What?
All right? We're going to come back with some good news from the Middle East.
Time
to rock the Casbah.
Whoa, dude.
We're rocking it.
Wait. Hey, dude.
Right-wing style.
Hey, Lawton, how'd you get this gig, man? I don't even understand. How'd you get involved with the jingoistic junket of lies?
I'm going to just let that pass. I wrote Melanie Morgan a letter, and I told her I've been embedded in a God-hating socialist morning radio program for more than a year. And they said, you come on over, son. We could use a good man like you in a fight. I've never been so proud. My association with you finally paid off.
This is going to be
taking a year.
This is going to be a disaster, Lawton.
I think you're just jealous, Mark. It's going to be like Disney World and Heritage USA and the Grand Ole Opry all rolled into one over there. I'm going to bring you a T-shirt, maybe a Rumsfeld doll.
Whoa.
Here they have those. I'll bring you one.
I would like to have that. But, you know, let's be honest, Lawton. This is nothing but a shameless propaganda trip. Shameless, my friend.
Propaganda? Mr. Air America Radio is going to tell me about propaganda? I was wrong. You are a comedian. You're getting funnier all the time. Propaganda? I say whoever smelt it. Delta.
Come on.
Okay. Propaganda, boy.
I hear you. But let's be honest, this trip will not help our troops. Not at all, my friend.
You know, I think y'all would be a little more grateful. I'm going over there to fight for your freedom while you're sitting there drinking your fancy coffee and running down our president. I'll be waiting for your thank you notes. You can just send them right to Mark. He'll pass them along.
Let me ask you something.
I want to thank you.
Whoa, back up. What qualifies you as a journalist anyways?
Okay, well, as I told Melanie, ever since President George W. two terms mandate Bush was elected, I've kept a scrapbook.
Uh-huh.
Pictures, articles, bumper stickers, memorabilia. I keep things. It's very thorough. That makes me a journalist. That and the fact that I agree with the president.
Uh-huh.
But people tell me I have a way with words.
Yeah.
I took a couple of creative writing classes at Bob Jones University.
Oh, no.
Very good. And I'm in Toastmasters.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, Lawton, what do you expect
obviously
to see when you get there? Come on, unicorns, a pot of gold?
No, what? Mark, but I like your upbeat attitude. President George W. two terms mandate Bush, he's been over there building stuff with his own hands, okay? Swimming pools, ball fields, recreational centers for little children.
Okay,
I want to see all of those.
With his own hands, Lawton?
I know, it's amazing. It's fantastic. But yeah, I also want to see all the smiling Iraqi children welcoming us with bouquets of flowers now that we've accomplished the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can even get a peek of Saddam in his underpants. That would be hilarious. I have that poster. Funny.
Hey, Lawton, it's been really dangerous in Iraq, Lawton. I mean, no kidding. I mean, people are dying there every day.
Dying?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah. We've had experts on the show here who have told us just how unsafe and horrible it is over there.
What?
Yeah. What? The insurgency hasn't even weakened at all, my friend.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's probably the most dangerous place on earth, Lawton. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You don't know what you're
really
doing.
Really dangerous?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. See?
I just wanted to get out playing a bush for a little while.
No.
You know how terrible it is there?
Yeah.
I just want to make some friends.
No, that's not the...
People don't like me, Mark. I'm annoying to a lot of folks.
Really?
I thought if I went to Iraq, maybe I could have like a male bonding experience.
Oh.
I could be a veteran. And now you tell me it's dangerous
yes
and I have to go.
Yes.
I could stay here. Maybe one of y'all could let me sleep on your couch. I don't eat very much. Anybody, please.
Oh, man. Take it easy, buddy. Come on, take it easy. You'll be with the military guys the whole time. You'll probably be fine. Just stop freaking out. Just stop crying. All right? Just take it easy. All right?
Better get that look there.
All right?
Semper Fi, Mark. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. I'm out of here, people.
Goodbye.
Fight for your freedom. Goodbye. God loves you. Deal with it.
Stay safe in the rock, buddy. Lawton's going to be, calling us from Iraq, giving us some reports while he's there with the Truth Tour.
Constant updates, I'm sure.
Can you believe that?